Hello! How the devil are we all? Oh, Christ, it's pouring down and raining in Cardiff. It's cold. Just come home from work. I've got to put up with two numpties tonight. And I think there's more of us on the podcast than there are watching right now. But you know what? Life is good. Life is good. It's all right, isn't it? You know, here we are. We're having a laugh. Let's go. First in the box, it was Michael Pinter. Hello, Michael Pinter. And he gave me a like. I can't believe it. He's the man. Then there was Carmela Cristaldi, who's not wearing a sexy hat. Then we got Lossless, Stan the Man 450, the one and only Kelly Maher. Dave Faber, the Lord Hillwood, Carlito Elguna, Rudy Rastos, Brendan Almeida, Matthew Hudson, Supercalifragilistic, XBRacidocious is there. Fly KJ, Pablo Amar, Jay Charmings. Ah, what's going on? Alan Powell. Carl's there. What's going on? I don't know. It's just like hundreds joining.
He
wasn't sure if he's back in time from New York, was he? He's been globetrotting.
He has.
Carl's the man. Ah, hello all. It's great to see you here. Well, what can we say? Let's introduce the guests tonight, is it? First of all, he's the button monkey. He's the guy who presses the button. And Jamie Johnston wants to know where he got his hat from.
Danny. If you go to Cambridge, go to, it used to be the Red Lion Yard and the Red Lion Shopping Centre, top floor, far right-hand side, woman's department store, because it's soft, like my skin.
Why do I bother?
It really is. It's a ladies' one, and I can do that thing that strippers do.
Oh, Gordon Bennett.
That's bad.
I don't want to think of you and strippers in the same thought. No.
The Christmas beard is back, Jace, just in time for a shine of Phillips. Clip loads of baubles on it with my wooden comb.
He's Santa in disguise, isn't he? Santa in disguise. Next. A special appearance. The one, the only, Freddie Hussein. Say hello, Freddie.
Oh dear, leave me alone. I've only got two more days and I shave it off. I'm just happy to be here, really, for probably one of the biggest games of the year, Vorskla away. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than this, does it, really? Let's be honest. So,
It doesn't. Right, okay, while he's here, let's blow some sunshine up his backside. As you can see, Ellis is wearing a rather dashing moustache. I know it doesn't take as much effort as climbing Kilimanjaro or Everest.
Or turning up on time.
While I'm doing the nice bit, shut up.
All right.
I'll withdraw my previous comment and I shall save it.
Good man. But he has done something for Movember, okay, which is raising awareness for men's health. This includes mental health, well-being, general health, you know, it affects all of us. Let's give him some love, please. He's still raising money, okay? We will post the link to his Just Giving or whatever it is page later. If you donate via YouTube, YouTube do take a cut of it, okay? So it's better if you want to donate to it, donate straight to Ellis via the link we put up, okay? We've so far via the pod raised 60 quid for it, which is great. I'm going to donate later. Thank you, every single one of you. Really appreciate that. You know, he's done it for cancer before now. We did the 24-hour marathon, playing silly games business. And this year, he's done this. So let's give him a lot of love, okay? Because in all fairness, you know, he keeps on doing it. He keeps on having a go and he keeps on doing great things for charity. So donate, please. You know, he's having a tenner of my money later. The shit bag. So how are you doing, Ellis?
I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said about me. I'm touched.
Make the most of it, mate. Okay, Sunday, it's back to normal. I know. We're not messing about. Hold up your Jay Charmings. Ellis for Supreme Leader. Whoa.
It's the mustache, isn't it?
Ignore Jay Chammins. That is my little cousin. He's just basically popping in there to troll me. He's been doing it for a while now, but we've got away by ignoring him. But obviously, he's got a little shout out now. So well done, Jay.
Jay, you're the man. You're the man. The more you troll Ellis, the happier I am. And let's be honest, we all like a happy Jace. You know, we do.
Oh, no.
Right. Let's get on with it then. Let's get straight into the game. Danny, lineups.
Yes.
That's a young side we put out today. And Jenks at centre-back. What were your thoughts?
I spent the first 20 minutes trying to figure out whether we were playing four at the back or whether we were playing three at the back, because Elneny kept coming into the back line. So I think on occasions it was three centre-backs holding and Jenkinson in the middle, with Elneny coming back in to join those two, with Lischteiner and Maitland-Niles more of the wing backs, like we saw at the weekend against whoever we played at the weekend, because I've got a terrible memory. Elneny running around like a lunatic. Elneny playing like he wants to let the manager know that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And Guendouzi looking all right as well in that position. Those two mooching around in midfield. So, yeah, I was quite happy with it. It's good to see that there was Willock, Nketiah, Smith-Rowe, who else was on there? Medley, Saka and Gilmore. They're all six players that regularly play for the under-23s, which is this is just a modern-day Olympiacos game, but I was really happy to see it. And some of those have come out of the game looking really good.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. If you look at tonight's game, if you look at the political situation in Ukraine at the moment, the game being moved, I did feel for Voskla. I really did, okay? You know, it's got to be difficult. You saw by the crowd there, you know, the fans couldn't get there. Apparently, Arsenal Travel took care of all the away fans for us, so that was great. But, you know, it's a crap situation out there at the moment. But it was a thoroughly professional job by a lot of youngsters. Elle, you know, your overall thoughts on the lineup, and, you know, what were your thoughts about it?
I wasn't massively surprised at the lineup. Obviously, Voskla aren't the biggest team in the world, and I thought, what with the game coming up on Sunday, we'd definitely have some rotations to it. But yeah, I was excited, I'd say, to just see the youngsters play. Emil Smith Rowe is building quite a good health with Danny Welbeck. Nketiah is going to get some more chances, especially in the Europa League, to try and prove himself. And it was good to see Joe Willock out there as well. Again, I don't really know much about the young players. I don't really watch much of the youngsters' football. But when they do play or get a chance of the first team, it's just nice to see how they do and how they cope. And some of my fondest memories of watching sort of the Capital One Cup, Carling Cup, Carabao Cup, whatever it's bloody called, was seeing players like Cesc Fabregas come through and Vela come through. And for me, Emil Smith-Rowe, he's certainly looking like quite a player. So it'll be interesting to see how he develops.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. By the way, listeners, if you want to know what's on Ellis's arm, or Freddie's arm, sorry, it's a condom.
Yes.
He's wrapping condoms around his arm now.
Yeah. That's just what I do.
That's how twisted he is.
I got a new tattoo. Just leave me alone.
Does it say a little Welsh flag?
It's a picture of Aaron Ramsey being binned off to another club.
Oh, no. He's gone there, Jace. Jace has been so nice to you. That's what you get, Jace.
He was being nice and they turned it round.
Ah, fuck Ellis.
I tell you what, okay. Yvonne Koffer. The youth did Arsenal proud. 18 games unbeaten and a £2 donation. That will go to a Movember. Thank you very much, Yvonne. Cheers, you are a superstar, and I do promise you, I will get your bloody T-shirt sent to you, because I've been promising this for weeks, and I haven't done anything about it, so I apologise. So you're going to get an extra present, Yvonne. We love you. Thank you very much. As always, this show's for you. Yeah, listeners, at any time, Ellis could just get chucked off the pod tonight. Let's wait and see if it happens, or rather when it happens. Well, it could be on Sunday after the North London Derby. And me and John can just enjoy ourselves. And we can waste Ellis's time. It'd be lovely,
I'm not
wouldn't
on
it?
Sunday.
Carl is on Sunday.
Shh.
Sorry.
Racist.
He'd have turned up.
I always get those two mixed up.
The problem is Carl's got a better moustache. Right, sorry, back to this game. Back to the game, okay? You know, it wasn't the most exciting game of football we've ever seen, is it, Dan? You had holding of a chance of a corner. Nketiah had a shot saved. He absolutely scuffed it. Should have done better. I'm on the wrong bloody page, yeah? Sorry.
That was later on in the game.
That was later on in the game.
At least you made notes, Jace. You're more professional than me.
I'm not sure about that, Dan. I'm really not. Remember about today. It started off slowly. They had a chance. Didn't make the most of it. And it was really tentative for the opening, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Was that what you expected from the game?
I expected them to put up more of a fight. They had a corner, like you said, and the corner was badly cleared by one of our blokes. It almost looked like he was going to do what the bloke did at the weekend, where he's going to rocket it into his own net, managed to put it. I think it was, did you say it was holding that it came off of? I think it might have been holding. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So then I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to be a tough game because, I mean, they may only be fourth in the league, but they're playing away as well. Their stadium in... Kiev. Was this in Kiev tonight? It was, wasn't it? That stadium is about 300 kilometres away. I'm only saying that because what's that? It's going to be about 200 miles away, 180 miles. Yeah, about 180 miles away from their actual stadium. It's northwest of theirs. So I was looking at it when we were doing the podcast the other day. And so it's an away game for both of them. I don't think many of their fans could travel all that way. The stadium is a huge stadium and it's partly empty, and that's got to have an effect on them, hasn't it? I know that if we had we were playing at a kind of neutral ground with hardly any of our fans there, last minute move, then I think it does affect the home team. So that was another disadvantage they had. Plus, they're not having a good time in the league. They're about 17 points behind the leaders. I think it's Dynamo Kiev. Actually, I read it out of the weekend. I can't remember. So it was really hard for them. But they started off well, and I thought this is going to be a bit of a tough game. Could we get a draw out of this? I'd be happy with a draw. And then Smith Rowe. Well, then actually, Eddie Nketiah did a little bit of a Bambi on ice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
It was him and Ramsey. Meet you.
I'm going to Ellis for this now. Who's Austin this thing?
No, I mean, it was like the Tuckle Brothers to me to you. I'm giving it back to you. No. I'm shutting up. Fingers on lips.
Thank you. I'm talking to Chuckle Brothers. They've got better moustaches than them. Ellis, how are you?
I just want it to be December. Just leave me alone.
His name was Freddy. He was a...
Right, come on, moving on. That first goal.
Let's go to the first goal, yeah, mate. As Danny alluded to, Rambo and Nketiah, nice little bit of interplay. Centre-back comes in and just the ball spills to Death Row Records. Nice finish.
Yeah, it was a quality finish. And just like Danny rightly said, it was a bit like Bambi on ice. Nketiah sort of on the return from Ramsey, because it's probably... Ramsey's ego probably got in the way of the pass, but receiving the pass from Ramsey sort of fumbled it. The first sort of bad touch almost seemed to play him into a good position to shoot, and he then fumbled it again. The keeper got the hand to a defender, and it just fell to Emil Smith-Rowe, who put it in the back of the net for a good finish. And again, like I was saying, I was excited to see him go and see him come on. And he's scored a few goals since he's played for us, Emil Smith-Rowe. When he's got his chances, he has scored in games. Again, you can argue it is only Vorskla and other Europa League lesser teams, you could say. But you can only score when you get the chance and who you play against. So I think he's definitely going to be putting his name in the manager's thoughts for future games, especially sort of Europa League, and depending on how far we get in the League Cup and some of the earlier stage FA Cups. And I think his showing today will do that.
Yeah, he's on that development ladder at the moment. And to be fair, the boy, he's doing okay. The skill level's there, you know. It's just about him developing now and getting his decision-making right. He's going to, you know, all these kids are going to make mistakes as they go along. But this is their development period, you know. We need to get it right for them to enable them to flourish. So let's hope it carries on. Dan, not long later, Rambo wins a penalty. Rambo scores a penalty. Go nuts.
I think you're grabbing at straws there, Jace. It was did he get the penalty or was it someone else that fell over? Was it Willock that fell over?
Ramsey fell over his own ego.
Oh, right, yeah. No, actually, no, what was I thinking of? I
think it was Ramsey fell over.
I think Willock did fall over at one point. He went and just went, oh, went full Dele Alli and no one touched him. I think maybe the cold was getting to him. But it was nice. It was nice to see Ramsey score his last goal for Arsenal. That's now 60 goals for in all competitions for his entire Arsenal career. And if they've got any sense, they will go out there and they will give him a new contract and then they'll all come to an agreement. But you could see tonight, I was trying to think of an analogy of Ramsey's play tonight. It was a little bit like you gone, hey, all right, I've got a Sunday afternoon to myself. I'm going to whack a bit of FIFA or Red Dead Redemption 2 on. And then your nephews come round and all they want to play is SquarePants SpongeBob or whatever the fuck it's called, or the new Pokemon Go. You reluctantly go, oh, go on and I'll do it. That's how I felt for Ramsey tonight. So it's good for him to get the goal, but it was like an out-of-body experience for him. He was there in body, but not in mind. And so to get that goal, he didn't seem overly bothered that he scored it. He was professional. He did his job. He scored the goal. He placed it well. But if I'd have him, I'd have put it over and then I'd have mooned everybody and said, I'm leaving and walked off. No contract, no party. That's what I'd have said. Get a tattoo like I know I've heard he's got an Ellis tattoo on his arm with no Ellis, no party underneath it. But yeah, he did his job. Good penalty. 2-0. Very happy.
So after that, I'm going to Ellis straight away. Ellis, that was a hell of a slow run up. Do you think his ego was weighing him down?
No, I just think, again, like Danny says, his mind might not be all there. He's probably on thoughts of pastures new or just about, I don't know, any old thing really. But it's the case, isn't it? I think when you saw that lineup when it was announced an hour before kickoff and Elneny and Ramsey are in it, you sort of think to yourself, well, they're probably not going to have much of a future at the club. And I guess Ramsey probably deep down knows it.
Sorry, bear me a second. Hakeem Adams, hi, how are you? I don't know who you think you are, but get the fuck out of my chat box, you motherfucker.
Fucking God.
I thought this was a kid's show.
He's gone full Samuel L. Jackson.
He doesn't come in here, but I'm abusing you.
That's your job.
Thank you. I, we got a great chat box at the moment. It's fantastic. I'm loving this. And then you get some moron like that coming in. Get out. Take your shit out and take it elsewhere. Not having it. Sorry, let's get back to it. Yeah, you know, obviously his ego was weighing him down that run up. It was one of those, but 2-0 up early doors. And, you know, we were coasting, weren't we?
We were. And like Danny said earlier, I thought it might be a bit more difficult. Again, a lot of new faces in the team from the previous game we played. A lot of youngsters we've mentioned as well. And I thought it might be a bit closer than it was, but as soon as that second goal in, they just started to have fun. You could see that the young guys, Emil Smith Rowe and Ketia, they had a bit of confidence about them. They were trying things. They didn't always work out, but like you said, the young players, it's not always going to work out. And it just, they would enjoy themselves. And I think that's the best possible outcome we can have for a game in Ukraine, in the cold, where they can just enjoy themselves and not worry about, I don't know, just not putting a poor show in. They're just enjoying themselves, and that's the best you can hope for, really, for young players, because it just builds confidence, and with confidence you get better.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Dan, after that point, it got a bit foully from Voskla, didn't it? It really, they kind of lost their heads, and there were some silly, petty fouls flying in. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Went full Sporting Lisbon. They all went full nanny. It was a bit of a shame because at 2-0 down, they were still a chance for them to come and do stuff. They had a couple of players. They had one that looked like a blonde hair and looked a little bit like Smith Rowe himself. And there was a few, but they weren't really playing any kind of attacking foot. After the first 10 or 15 minutes, I don't know what their decision was to do, but they I think they almost went to 8 at the back at times, kicking and shoving. One of them, I'm not sure what point in the game this was, but one of them smacked Holding in the face with a flailing arm, definitely did it on purpose. And then Holding went, oh, that's not very nice. I'm Big Bob. and you don't mess with Big Bob. So yeah, they were. But when you're two nil down, and you know that's it, you're not going to qualify out of the group, then I think some people just don't care anymore, don't they? And it doesn't look like they're going to be back in the Europa League anytime soon either.
No, it's difficult for them, you know, and you know, these guys must be under an incredible amount of pressure. Mm. You know, so you can't imagine what's going through their heads with everything that's happening in that part of the world at the moment. And obviously,
plus when they start to change the way they were playing, be more defensive, a little bit more kicky, shovey, divey, kind of stopped us from playing as well. The game wasn't as open, and I don't think if they'd have carried on the way they were for the first 20 minutes, half hour, then we could have possibly scored more goals, and maybe they might have done. They had a few good chances, especially with Czech playing rush goalkeeper.
Yeah. Somebody who I have not been impressed with in the past, and I didn't even notice he was playing for the first 20 minutes, I've got to be honest with you, but all of a sudden he burst to life, was Joe Willock. And all of a sudden he really came into the game, didn't he? He was there, he was, he wanted the ball. All of a sudden he seemed everywhere. What were your thoughts on him tonight?
Yeah, like I said, once that second goal gone in, it seemed to give all the sort of the younger players, all the team in Harwood, sort of a lift. The pressure was off. They weren't worrying about maybe losing or drawing. They had a two-goal lead and they thought they could just express themselves. And Joe Willock is exactly what I'm talking about there. He's expressing himself. He looked for the ball more. He's trying a bit more skills. He was running at players. And the goal he scored was, again, it wasn't the fastest of balls, but he seemed to use the defender as a shield and just finessed it into the corner. And at first I thought the keeper should do better, but when you look at it from behind Joe Willock, so you're looking straight towards the goal, he does do really well to just finesse it around that player, use him like as a shield or a disguise, and it's going in and the keeper sees it too late and it's already in the back of the net. Again, that's just going to build his confidence, and the more goals these youngsters can get, or the more good performances they can have, it's only going to get better. And as long as we're in these competitions where you can afford to play them, then by all means play them and let them express themselves and build up their confidence.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Dan, your thoughts on Willock goal and his performance?
That was a magnificent goal. The way that the through ball from Elneny, because like I said, when we started off, Elneny was playing, looked like he was playing as a kind of, Not a centre back. What would it be? It'd be a kind of anchor, about a deep lying anchor. And he was coming through, passing the ball through. I think he did the kind of job that we were expecting Guendouzi to do, because Guendouzi was getting the ball and running off and giving it away like he tends to do, because he's very young and up for it and eager. And that through ball from Elneny was really good, and it was perfectly timed. And that's the kind of thing that Elneny can bring to a game. He doesn't demand, he's not in the papers going, I demand to be in a starting 11. And there's been rumours that he's going to be sold to West Ham for £12 million and things like that. Elneny is the kind of player we need to keep at the club. Someone who's happy to be a substitute. Someone who, when he can come on, is going to make a difference. Someone who can play as a defensive midfielder, as a more creative midfielder. And he run all day for you. And he's got the best hair at Arsenal, which I'm jealous. I would love to have hair like that. And yeah, just brilliant goal. And the way that Willock the younger took it was brilliant, because when the ball come through, put it through past two players, and then they're running after him, and then he has to slot it in. I think the bottom right-hand corner he slotted in. That takes a lot of composure to do that when you're going to score. I think that's probably his first goal for Arsenal. And performances like that will get the manager thinking. You never know, you might get a sub game in the Premier League. I mean, it's quite easy to get a game for Arsenal if you're at the club during the latter stages of the European competitions. But if you're going to have a performance like that and score a goal like that, then yeah, that's the kind of thing you can build on and get a place in on the subs bench, because that is really good. And everyone's been has been talking about and saying how good the Willocks are. One buggered off to Benfica, one we've got left, and the other brother is, I think he's at
United.
United,
yeah.
Really happy for him.
Yeah, the thing about Joe Willock, I've always thought he's been lightweight in the past. This wasn't a really physical game. It's a bit foully, but, you know, what a way to take his goal. And he grew in confidence as well. But the way there was a moment after 20 minutes or so, or 25 minutes or so, I noticed him. And all of a sudden, bingo, he was looking for the ball everywhere. He was having a goal. It was great to see. We have somebody from the Ukraine, it looks like, in there.
I'm translating his messages.
No, I've no idea. I've no idea what he's saying.
I've been translating them.
All right, what's he saying?
He said, we only have Shakhtar Donetsk, they rule. And then also he said, we have no football in the Ukraine. Vorskla rolled as children. And then he started off with Black Cat Vorskla. So, yes, unlucky for Vorskla. And good luck to them this season because, it's not having an easy time of it.
Yeah. I can't pronounce your first name. I'm sorry, fella. Kot is your surname. Hope you're doing okay. Welcome to ABW. Enjoy. Yeah, that was the first half done then, guys. So, second half, and Keta, this is what I mentioned earlier on when I got my notes mixed up, had a shot saved, scuffed it quite badly, probably should have done better, but I am Kat from Ukraine. Thank you, Kat. Hello, how are you? Big shout out to you. And Keta tonight, what do you think of him?
I think of the three younger starters, because a few more came on in the second half, I think out of the three, his performance wasn't as good as, again, the other two score goals, so they're automatically going to sort of be highlighted more than Eddie. I thought he worked quite hard. My main sort of worry about him is how physical he, like, developed he is. He still looks quite slim and small, and I think against more physical oppositions, him alone striker, he wouldn't be able to deal with it. I think other stronger defenders would probably push him off the ball a bit and he wouldn't see much of it. And again, he sort of had a bit of the touch of the eye, so no goes in the drop to the first goal. He's raw. He's very raw. And he's at this sort of awkward stage, I think, in his career where he's probably too good to be in the youth squad, not quite good enough to be knocking on as not a starter, but as a substitute in the Premier League for Arsenal. So I think really he's probably going to have to go out on loan potentially in January. But again, while we're still in these competitions, while we're playing the likes of Vorskla and whoever we may draw in the next stage, because we have qualified now, keep him at the club, give him games, see if he can sort of get a bit more physical, get a bit more about him and gain some confidence. I think he should have done better with the chance that you said. He had a couple today, which I think he may have just sort of rushed. Again, it might be playing on the back of his mind. I've just started with two other 16-year-olds or teenagers. They've both scored a goal and I'm the only one that hasn't, and I'm the striker. I should be scoring a goal and he just might be sort of rushing the chances he gets. But again, just give him some more chances. He's raw. He's going to take a while to sort of develop, and if he can grab his chance, then he'll take it. But if he can't, then it might be a case we need to send him out on loan and see if he can actually develop a bit more.
Yeah, look, in all fairness, what's that? Is that his fourth appearance for us this season? It's around there. You know, I mean, you've got to give him time, and the service through to him wasn't great. There wasn't much laid on a plate for him today. He was there. So it was all scraps for him. So, you know, I don't think at the moment we're going to bring anybody in January. I think we're going to have to stick with him. And, you know, he'll grow into it. I'm pretty sure he'll grow into it. Right, guys, it's that time of the show again. Hi. How are you all? Looking good? Yeah. 120 of you watching right about now. 44 likes. 44 likes.
Disgusting.
You're coming, yeah, baby. You give it all that, don't you? You give it all that. You're all in there with your comments. Where's my likes? Where's my frigging likes? Tappy, tappy. Let's get going. Let's start tapping that like button. I want 70 right about now. So, you know, the sooner you get there, the less of my nonsense you have to put up with. Do you know what I mean? You know, I rush home from work today. Look, I'm still like this. Gentile 1969. Hi, how are you? And yeah, I'm still dressed in work clothes, okay? You know what I mean? I get on here. I'm with these two monkeys. I got to put up with Danny rambling, okay? Ellis and that shit moustache, you know? And he's rambling. He's talking about next week's game, not this week's game. No, I put up with all that. And you're not even giving me my likes. Let's go now. Do it now. Thank you. Tappy, tappy, let's get going. Oh, here we are again. I love it. I keep on wanting to break up and after that.
That's how he talks to us in the WhatsApp groups as well.
They don't get that lucky. Yvonne, we love you.
See what Matthew
not that Kuhlman nice in the WhatsApp groups, Christ.
Has said, oh, if I send you £5, will you stop rambling? No, probably not.
If you donate it to Ellis's charity, I will. right, okay. Holding came off for medley. All of a sudden, our average age just dropped down. Not by a massive amount, to be fair. Bobby Holding's only young, but Madley's a kid.
18.
Yeah. You could see the sort of, you know, almost Wenger-esque in the way, you know, we're playing the kids, giving them a go. It was really nice to see. Then, Dan, we have a Smith Rowe goal disallowed. That was all a bit mad, wasn't it?
I didn't realise it had been disallowed, so I did a tweet saying that was his fourth goal. Turns out it was he'd only scored 3 goals, because I was in the kitchen making myself a lovely Tassimo Mocha. And come back in, and I was, after about 5 minutes, I went, hold on a sec, that's his 3-0. Did I imagine it? That's because my mum was around here. She might have hypnotised me and put some kind of witchcraft on me. But no. Then looking back at it in my mind, I can see that someone got the ball on our right-hand side and then they crossed it. I think it swerved round one, swerved round another. Another one missed it. And then he come running in at the far post and tapped it in. So he must have just barely been offside. I've not seen the replay for it. Was it offside?
It was harsh. It was really harsh.
Yeah.
It was offside against Nketiah.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure how the linesman saw it, but maybe he was affecting the guy who sort of miskicked the ball. I don't know if he might have thought it was a trip there or something from Nketiah, but I think that's why they've called it offside.
I think it was a pity flag, to be honest with you. But there you go. Haz is from Northern Ireland. Hello, Haz. You get a shout out. There's not massive amount of talk, more to talk about in this game. Rambo and Guendouzi went off for Sarko and Gilmore, respectively. And we had 6 teenagers. Is it 6 teenagers it was on the pitch?
I think it could well have been, yeah.
Pretty sure it's 6. They said it in the commentary, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
3 players making their debut.
Yeah.
Was that? No, 4.
Yeah, it was just nuts. It was, you know, you look at that. It was great to see, you know. You also had Cech making a good save and Jenkinson, the legend, okay? Centre-back extraordinaire with a block from heaven. You know, it was magic to see Jenks playing centre-back. Granted, he didn't have a massive amount to do, but he did well, didn't he?
Who are you asking?
You.
He did very well. And this is why I've said people taking the piss out of Jenkinson going, oh, look, he's played 60-odd games for Arsenal. And I don't remember him ever having a horrendous game. If you had to make a list of all the players that have, in the 8 seasons that he's been here, that have had shit games, there'd be loads more players who regularly play shit. You ask him to play right back, left back, centre back. He could probably even play defensive midfield. And every time he gives it his all. And it annoys me when people laugh at him because he's doing a bloody good job. Not brilliant, not first team quality, but much like Elneny, he is the kind of squad player that is happy to come in and play and do a job. And do a job in what they gave him on They gave him a 7.3, which is not a bad rating for someone like that. And yeah, and he did really well, especially it's not a formation that we're used to playing. And it's not the position in the formation that he would have been playing. I know sometimes he did drift over to the right-hand side when Lischteiner went on a run, but that wasn't that often.
Look, you know, I think, you know, I've seen a lot of people talk about Nene and Jenkinson over the past sort of few months. The bottom line is you have to have a squad. We can't afford a squad of superstars. And players like that who can come in and do a job at a time, you know, that's really important for us, you know, and it's great to see. So, you know, all credit to him. A quick couple of little shout-outs here. I do apologise. Haz, thank you for the sub. I hope that's gone to Mr. Freddie Hussein's charity. That's great. And who was from... Kennedy A is from Amsterdam. Hoi, Kennedy. How are you doing?
I was there in November 94. It rained.
It's raining in Cardiff now. You know,
it's raining here.
It's one of those things, isn't it? It's one of those things. Place. Yeah. Well, you know, it's raining in mine as well. But there you go.
That's that mustache goes and we clear up our rainy hearts.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting used to Freddie Hussein. I'm liking it a lot.
Stop calling me Freddie Hussein, please.
Not a chance.
Like, literally, Sunday, this is getting... I'm going to wax it off.
if you put that on YouTube or something, okay, we'll pay for that. We will pay for that.
Shave it off and
it off. If we get 150 likes, I'll do it. Yeah.
Here we go. 150 likes. You heard it, people. Also, Vasish Sriram is from New York City. Hello, Vasish. Sorry, I do apologize for butchering your name. Seriously, that's the game done. There's not a massive amount to talk about. Overall thoughts on it, pal?
Again, yeah, 3-0, top in the group, going through. That's all we can hope for, really, is the best sort of outcome we can hope for. We got a few youngsters on the pitch. I say a few, you've got six, as you said. They all got a chance. I know, again, we can't really give them better opposition because of the competition we're in, but it gives them a chance anyway to play with the first team. And yeah, happy with the result. I don't know if it's really going to have much impact going forwards into the following games because it is such a mixed match team. Can't talk. Compared to what we have had and what we would probably pick against bigger teams, but a win's a win and it extends the unbeaten run to 18 now. Is it 18?
Yeah, it's 18.
Which, if that's anyone else in the Premier League,
they'd
be loving it. And I think it's something compared to this time last season, you can't complain, can you?
Jace, looking at the league table for the Europa League, we are now 3 points clear of Sporting. We beat them on the head-to-head. So we have won the group. We've gone through to the next round. Definitely winners, which means we're going to hopefully get an easier draw. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, the next game. Do you think the next game is going to be at the Emirates? Is it next Thursday we're playing, possibly? I know it's soon.
It's carrier bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go.
Would you expect us to see the same sort of first-team players as in Cech, Ramsey, Holding, any of those lot there? Or would you go all out and go, right, we're going to play most of the under-23s, let them get the experience of playing for Arsenal at home, because that is an experience, just as a reward for doing so well here. They've been, until the last two games, they've been doing really, really well in the under-23s league, but we lost 5-4, then we lost 5-0, because all the players from the under-23s have been joining up with the first-team squad. So would you do that?
It's week Thursday we play them because we got United next week, and we got United on Wednesday. I think a lot is going to depend on how well we do over the next three games. You know, you've got the scum, you've got the Northern scum, then is it Huddersfield? I was just looking. Wait and see how do we come out of those. Result-wise, injury-wise, but I can't imagine us not putting out a young team. We don't need to kick the backside out of it, so, you know, it should be a younger team, you know?
Especially after how well they've shown themselves to do tonight.
Yeah, look, it's a home game against a team that haven't been doing well in Europe, so, you know, we're not really going to push the boat out and put, you know, unless somebody needs minutes. You know, that's the only thing. For argument's sake, if you get Nacho back, he needs minutes, he'll play. It'll be those kind of scenarios, you know. Somebody who hasn't played much over the three league games, they'll get minutes, you know. So that's what they'll do. I thought, you know, it was one of those games tonight, you know, Vorskla, they're in turmoil with everything that's going on. It was a little bit
fair. We didn't hammer them. I think 3-0 was a fair result. I didn't want to go in there and smash them 6 or 7-0. They didn't deserve a result like that.
Exactly. A big shout out to all the fans, home and away, you were out there. You know, it was freezing.
Can't be easy for them.
You know, at one point, the spray for the lines, that froze up. You know, that's how cold it was. that's nuts. But, you know, look, it's a good professional performance and another step on that development ladder for the youngsters. So that was fantastic to see. We're going to go to some questions now. It's not going to be a long one tonight, guys. It is what it is, you know. It's Europa Cup in one of those, we just need a result tonight. We're always going to finish top of this group, so it didn't really matter. Ellis, song. Matt Roberts asks, can the guys please come up with a better Aubameyang on Torreira song? There seems to be no imagination going into any of our songs anymore.
We need Dumfries.
Yeah.
Get asking it.
I thought Torreira was all right. But
we've regurgitated the Vieira song.
And I can't think of anything better, but I'm not very creative. So potentially, I don't know, if Matt Roberts can think of anything better, then give us a shout and Danny will try to sing it.
You're looking a bit like Freddie Mercury at the moment. So, you know, why don't you get on the older ivories and come up with something?
How the hell do you get Aubameyang into a song? I mean, honestly, Torreira maybe, but Aubameyang.
Aubameyang, yang, yang, push pineapple, pull the tree.
Okay, Matt, okay. You ever ask us a question, I got again, you're banned. Okay. We are not talented musically at all.
All I can do is press buttons.
Okay, there was a time when the Dirty Pirate was the lead singer of his own band. Tweet him and ask him for the pictures. That's all I'm saying.
They're 60 pictures.
Oh, they're doozies. They're doozies. He's no farmer, that's for sure. Sorry. Danny, the long Blake Road asks, and then he is definitely. Oh, geez, stop putting questions in for the time being while I'm reading.
Sorry, it keeps on going.
It scrolls down, and I lose my place. The long Blake Road, you get still. Freddie Hussein, stop it. I'm sorry, this is car crash bloody podcasting. What can I say? The long Blake Road says El Nene is definitely a player I'd be selling in the summer. Not up to scratch, in my opinion, could free up funds. Go.
Well, absolutely not. You can't have a team full of players that want to play every game. You've got to have your stars, then you've got to have your regulars, and then you've got to have three or four players that are your Jules Grimandi, that are your Remy Gards, that are your Carl Jenkinson. Players like that, you've got to have them in and around the squad, because what happens if you have a load of players and all want to play first team? Then you go, well, they're going to cause unrest, aren't they? You've got to have versatile players that are happy to shut their mouth and know their role, as the Rock once said. So no, I wouldn't sell him at all. I don't want him to go. I want him to stay. Plus, he's a really nice bloke. You can tell who's the characters that the team like when they score. Like earlier in the season, somebody scored. And then Guendouzi was warming up, and they all ran to the corner, and Guendouzi joined in with all of that lot. And sometimes when players score, people just ignore them and walk away. Elneny is one of those ones that's going to bundle you and going to get joined in, and it's just a good player to have around there. Plus, he's Egyptian, and Rami Shaban would be sad if we didn't have him.
Yeah, I've got to be honest.
Don't want a sad Shammy.
Yeah, I've got to be honest too. With the amount of money he's on at the moment, he's on next to nothing. So he makes that wage bill a little easier to manage. Do you know what I mean?
We've seen in the chat box.
Yeah. I'm about to go there now. You know, so with that wage bill being easier to manage with players like that, it's fantastic. The one, the only, Brendan Almeida. He's only gone and donated dollary dues.
Dollary dues.
Five of them. Fine. Spanking dollary dues.
That's enough. And it says, get a haircut when he goes home.
And it says, for your efforts, Danny.
Pressing with the board is not easy, Jace, is it?
It's not easy getting out of bed at 4:30, is it, pal? Really not.
I had to get up early today. I needed to lay an egg.
Well, you know, what can I say? But Brendan, you're an absolute star. You and Yvonne, look, as ever, thank you for your support. That's magic. We really appreciate that, and that will go to Ellis's charity run.
Well, charity, thank you, Brendan.
Efforts. So he may keep that moustache for December.
Definitely not.
How does Mrs. Ellis feel about your moustache?
She hates it.
How does she feel about the slow cooker?
Do not bring that up.
I've actually heard reports that you're going to sell, when you shave that moustache off, you're sending it to Chris and he's going to make a merkin out of it. Is that true? Or is that
true? That is 100% true. I don't know how you know. That's meant to be a secret.
I've heard you donated it to John to improve his shit beard.
I need more than that. I could post him all of my beard. I mean, look at that, people. That's a fucking man's beard for you. I could send him John all of that and he'd still have a shit beard.
Think of your mustache. Well, you could have just grown a mustache. It would have been massive and mighty. Think of all the money you could have raised, Danny.
It's about an inch long. No, I don't like charity.
Right,
charity.
No.
Ellis. Hacksboss 2003 asks, what are your thoughts on the North London Derby on Sunday? You got a couple of questions on this, so go.
Very nervous, especially after their win against Chelsea. But they had to play most of their best players sort of midweek on Wednesday, didn't they, yesterday? So that might help in our favour. Pretty much all of our starters were rested, so they're going to be fresh. And I know it is, everyone says it, it's a derby, anything can happen.
Against a very poor Milan side, they only snuck a winner in the last few minutes.
They did indeed. I'd rather draw, but still. We were awful last season and we still managed to beat them, and Mustafi had one of the games of his life. So if that can happen, anything can happen. So
yeah, but we our performance at home against them last season was magnificent. It was one of the best performances of the season, wasn't it?
It was. And again, that's probably due to the fact that it's a derby, the players are up for it. You don't, as a manager going into a derby, I don't think you have to say much to your players to get them up for it. Perhaps in Ukraine on a cold minus whatever it was, you have to say quite a bit to get them up for it. But yeah, we'll see. The difficulty is we've got two very big games close together, and both of those are probably our main competitors for top four. I think we need to show some intent. Like we played Liverpool, City and Chelsea. We lost to both Chelsea and Man City, and we drew with Liverpool. We need to really show that we can beat some of the bigger teams, if you can call Tottenham a bigger team, but they're up there, aren't they? So we need to lay down the law and beat them. Hopefully we can.
Okay. Dan, Matt Roberts asks, for the end, unless you covered during the analysis, but no, we're doing it now. Ramsey pushed the defender for the penalty. Should the club push Ramsey out in January?
No, fuck no. You offer him a new contract and you tell Ozil, get on his bike and go. God, I didn't waste any time saying that, did I? Ramsey could be the future of Arsenal. Ozil isn't the future of this club. We've been over this every podcast. You dislike one or the other or both or neither. That's every possibility. This is why I've got a GCSE in maths.
I look at it like this, okay? I look at it like this. Aaron Ramsey wins a penalty and he's still getting shit for it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck do people want? Genuinely, does he go down a bit easily? Maybe. But he's caught by the defender. And then you're related to pushing him out in January. Well, when we get injuries in January and you got nobody to play, what are you going to do? Ramsey's going. That's the end of it. You know, he's going. Don't worry about it. But if you're talking about pushing him out in January, more fool you, because we're not going to replace him. We're just not. You know, wait and see what comes in, because I think all the excitement about transfers is not going to be fulfilled by what we actually do in the transfer market. I really don't think it is. I think, you know, I think we may have tough times ahead. So we wait and see. But, you know, if you're moaning about one of our players winning a penalty, I just think you've got issues. Really do.
Yeah, really, and moaning about him scoring it as well.
Oh, fuck. What a wanker, eh? What a wanker. Oh, you know, he scored.
Imagine if he had missed it. Oh, that cunt, what's he doing? Probably did it on purpose.
Fucking Aaron Ramsey, his ego. How dare he score goals for the Arsenal? That's fucking terrible. Fucking rubbish.
Honestly, push him out. God.
Fucking hell. There you go. Richard Garrett asks, do you think it's acceptable Eddie Nketiah's reaction to us scoring each goal? He got ribbed for it in Sky. I didn't see the reaction. What was it? Does anybody know?
No, I didn't either.
I didn't. I was on BT and I didn't see them saying it. Well, I watched it on BT. I don't know where this person watched it, but I did not see it. But I weren't there at halftime, so maybe it was in the halftime analysis.
Okay, Richard, if you can tell us what he did in the chat box, boys, look out for it in the chat box and we'll look at it again. No Federation asks, do you think Rambo's off in January? Yes. No, not in January. He'll be gone in the summer. Nobody's getting rid of him in January.
Straight swap for Bale in January, that's what I reckon.
Well, Sanchez has said he regrets leaving.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Can you have given Ramsey and Ozil for Sanchez?
Jesus.
Left wing back.
Do you remember how much we mourned about Sanchez in that last season?
Yeah, and I always said how I don't care. Because he's been an absolutely useless arsehole. But again, everyone was last season.
No. He was being a particular arsehole, wasn't he? He's one of those.
Last I heard, he wanted to go to PSG.
Can't we all?
He's going to go wherever the money is now, isn't it? You know, but his form is putrid.
Well, I heard he wants to go to PSG because they've got a farming podcast that Chris hosts.
Oh, they've got a farming podcast. Is that the Young Farmers?
Yeah, Young Farmers. Well, he does that. And he also does French Football Weekly podcast, which is a proper podcast. But yeah, Chris is moonlighting and doing the Farmers podcast, the Farmers Weekly, whatever it's called. Yeah. And apparently Ellis is going to go on there and he's bringing his tractor and he'll be wearing his Norwich top.
Oh, Jesus. This is really descended.
Top of the championship.
They are doing well, though.
Our Tractor Boys is Ipswich, isn't it? What a Norwich.
Tractor Boys is Ipswich. Don't say stuff like that. Sorry. I always remember going down to the Emirates Stadium, and it was when Eddie scored against Norwich, and the guy in the tunnel at the Emirates said, please welcome Ipswich. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. All these pissed off Norwich fans. It was hilarious.
Oh, Jesus.
What Holly has just put in there, Emile Smith-Rowe has more goals this season than Sanchez. And he had one denied.
Oh, Jesus, Wept. I do apologise. This has disintegrated. This is awful.
More dollary dues.
Whoa. Who's giving us more dollary dues?
Only Pete Kennelly. Been listening since day one.
The number one Aussie in ABW's life. It's Pete Kennelly. Pete, mate.
Cheers, Pete.
Thank you ever so much. It's very generous of you. You're a star.
Has Pete donated because we have literally just gone off the ball? Is that like? Is that what we need to do now? Just not.
I think he just wants this win.
Oh, Ellis has gone all Dalek.
Oh, Ellis has gone Dalek again. Well, what can we say? Honestly, what can you say? Oh, Jesus, wept. If we're not talking nonsense, okay, then, we're going all Dalek. I don't know what to say.
Oh, we need someone to come and moon through your window, Jason, and that'll be the night complete.
Oh, don't after Saturday. Honestly, I'm expecting to see somebody with a hatchet. Oh, my God.
That's a story for an After Dark, or maybe not.
Yeah, that is a story for an After Dark. Let's not go there. Rugby, alcohol, an opportunity.
Still had a hangover 2 days later. That's how bad it was.
Honestly, I woke up Tuesday morning. I still felt rough. Okay. I was terrible. Right, sorry. Back to questions. Dan, one for you. One for all of us, actually. So forecasts for the Scum and the Northern Scum games. Dan, you first.
Well, it depends. This season has been quite easy to nullify what Spurs do best, which is attacking, because they've got Eriksen, Dele Alli, who seems to be a one-season wonder, and Harry Kane, who only scores goals from 3 inches out. So we can beat them. We can get them on pace down the wings. If everybody plays properly, if we play the proper formation and everybody turns up for the day, and if someone manages to make sure our penalty area isn't covered in frozen water, then Mustafi might be able to stay on his feet for 90 minutes, which would be a lovely thing to see. And I think if we got a draw, I wouldn't be too disappointed. Out of the two teams, if we... actually, I'm not even going to talk about a loss. We can a draw with Spurs would be acceptable. And I think Man United are easily beatable because, as Chris would say, Ford Kaku, what's he gone now? 12 games without a goal. He's now, did you see the game in midweek? He got the ball on the right wing, left the ball and ran off without the ball. If you've not seen it, go and look at it on the Twitters. It is unbelievable. Doing back passes for no reason, half the length of the field to nobody. And he's just having an absolute nightmare. Sanchez couldn't score in a brothel, even if you gave him £5 and told him which way the brothel was. The entire team is an absolute disaster. And Man United are no longer a problem with us. Even their players, which will be stars on the day, like Mata, might as well not be there at the club anymore. And you know when Man United are shit, when they're relying on Fellaini to come in and they're doing long ball for God knows how long. So, yeah, Man United are rubbish. We can beat Man United, draw from Spurs, 4 points. Lovely jubbly. Done.
Oh,
exterminate! Did it work?
Yeah, it did actually.
We are going to beat Tottenham 3-0 because fuck it, and we'll probably draw 0-0 with United because Jose Mourinho.
Okay, short and sweet. I like it. I like it.
I've got to do it quick before I cut out.
That seems to be all right now.
I'm going my heart and not my head. I think we'd beat Tottenham. I think we'll beat United. My head says something totally different, but I'm being positive. I'm being Mr. Positive.
My head screams, shout, I'm a mushroom, but I'm not doing it.
Jason, your heart doesn't say that. Your heart says you're going to win 10-0 and Aaron Ramsey's going to backheel every goal in.
My heart says Ramble scored the winner in both. Okay, you know what it's like? But I'm not looking forward to Sunday, got to be honest here. I'm really not.
You're not looking forward to the derby?
Oh, God.
I hate it. I hate it every time. My gut just wrenches. I'm so nervous before it, okay?
The only game of the season that it has that effect on me too.
Yeah.
At home and away, but especially home.
I love it.
I feel sick about it. You know, I'm never excited about it. I dread the derby. I always have done. I don't know what it is. Even when, you know, Arsene had that run against the scum, I would honestly never look forward to it. Of course, if you win afterwards, great. You celebrate, you enjoy. But to suffer a loss against those arseholes, oh, God. You know, I just absolutely dread it. You know, and we do the show afterwards. I feel sick before the game. I don't want to do the show afterwards. I just don't want to do it. But, you know, you get on with it, don't you? I'm nervy like that. I'm never good with them at derbies. Never.
Jonas is going to win. It's going to be fine.
Jonas, I mean, coming out from Belgium to see the game.
Yeah. Shout out to Jove.
And
shout out to Jove.
And I think Nose is going as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bring us luck.
I'm looking forward to the chance at the weekend with our chance about them not having a stadium and all those other things they can't afford.
Oh, Jesus. Something will come up, won't it? Something will come up. That's always nice to see. Right, Ellis, Jove82 asks, will Ramsey be in the starting lineup for Sunday?
No.
Nah, I think you're right, mate.
That's about it, really. Like, if he was going to be in the starting lineup, I don't think he would have lined up today, but he did. So he'll be on the bench because, regardless of what's going on with his contact situation or what Emery thinks of him, he's still an impact player, so he'll definitely be on the bench.
Oh, look, yeah, Emery likes to play a certain way, and he's got to do that after the nonsense he put up with the PSG with Neymar running the team. He, you know, he gets to do it his way now, and it's right and proper. And he doesn't see Ramsey as fitting into the style he wants to play. You know, he doesn't want runners coming in. You know, he wants everybody playing the ball in front of them. It's fine. It's just the way it is. He's got to do it his way.
Ramsey's going to come on and score the winner, and then everyone will have to watch Jason tenting on YouTube. Now, there's an image for you.
Well, what can I say? Danny.
Yes.
Stand the man for 50. We've asked that. Sorry, pal. Alonso Spencer asks, who should be captain for the match on Sunday?
Just let me think through the entire team. Xhaka. Yep, Xhaka. Because Koscielny isn't going to play. Cech isn't going to play. Ramsey isn't going to play, and I think they're three of the other four captains. Who's the one I'm missing out?
I don't know. no idea.
Maybe Bellerin was another one of the captains.
No.
I think it says it on our wiki.
Ozil.
Oh, yeah, Ozil's the other one. I don't even know if Ozil should play the game or not. No, definitely Xhaka as captain, and I hope he kills someone and gets sent off after we're 5-0 up.
Honest to God, all this I've heard about Xhaka, I've heard about his stuff in the Bundesliga, he's a bit nuts. I've never seen anything from him that's nuts in the UK. You can't do it anymore.
Doesn't matter. It's the heart. It's what happens on the day. It's what matters. When you, as a Spurs team, are going to come to us and you're going to see Xhaka there and Torreira there, you're going to think, oh, fuck, someone's going to get kicked and someone's going to get hurt and maybe get an elbow in the face. Because as we saw when Torreira was playing against Brazil and France, he doesn't give a fuck who you are. He'll have you. And he took on Neymar and Mbappe, didn't he, after doing Ronaldo in the summer. So, yeah, good luck at the weekend, Spurs, because you're going to need it. We're going to ruin you. Fuckers. I hate them.
Okay. Ellis, Josh Gunner Forever asks, will Aubameyang start versus the scum, on Sunday? I feel he's wasted on the wing.
I think he will start, depending on how fit Lacazette is. Depends on obviously his position. If Lacazette is fit, I think he'll probably start on the wing. And you can say he's wasted on the wing, but most of his goals have come from playing in that position. I think with Aubameyang, wherever you play him, for me, when I've watched him, he started as a nine. I haven't been that impressed, but he just sort of is one of those players that doesn't really do much during a game, but will always pop up with a goal. So whether he's playing on the wing or centre forward, I think he'll still get a goal. And you play both him and Lacazette, and I think Tottenham will struggle to stop us from scoring. So hopefully Lacazette is fit and they both start.
It's interesting. He's not been effective from the wing, but coming off the bench, he's been great. You know, he gets those goals, but we don't play to his strengths, do we? You know, if you're not going to play to his strengths, it's kind of pointless. But he has that ability to score, and, you know, it's great to see. So, you know, who knows? I got to be honest with you. I don't think Iwobi's been great for the last couple of games, albeit the one before he was on the right-hand side. But I'd start Iwobi ahead of Aubameyang and have Aubameyang coming off the bench. I really would.
See, Hollick has gone full Welsh justice.
Well,
Bayern Munich fan, timed him out. He was being a tit. Have you seen what Stan the Man's put? These next two fixtures are going to tell so much about where we are competitively this season. Yeah, that'll be
it. I think it is. You know, you're nearly at the halfway point of the league. Yep. You're coming up to that. You've got a busy Christmas period. It's only going to pile up from here on in. And, you know, the first two games against the City and Chelsea, we were on a hiding to nothing. The Liverpool performance was magnificent.
Loki says it would define our season. I think it will. I think it will shut a lot. If we get 6 points out of that, or even four, as long as we don't lose, that will shut a lot of people up.
It might, okay? It might. But, you know, I look at this and I think, other than Liverpool and 60 minutes against Leicester, I'm not impressed with the performances. I'm impressed with our ability to get results. I really am. But I'm not impressed with the way we played at times. But yet we score. We seem to score, you know, we seem to score a lot of goals. But I don't know. I'm really at, you know, I think we're kind of where we should be. I was hoping we'd be a bit further along performance-wise. But I didn't expect us to be this far ahead, sort of, in not losing in 18 games. It's really difficult. It's difficult to sort of look at this. Here's a question for everyone. Formerly Noza asks, if Nacho is fit, would you play him this Sunday?
He won't be fit. Middle of December, he'll be back. He's we said it on the podcast in the part two that he's had his comeback has been put back by 2 weeks. It's still niggling on. So no, he won't be playing, which is I think why we kind of saw Maitland-Niles as left wing back tonight, and maybe to see rather than playing Kolasinac there, just to see if he's ready to play in that position. And I think if he could do the job on the left-hand side, but against these two teams, you need someone more than can just do the job. And we don't want to have to take Xhaka out of central midfield to go and play on the left. So that left back is a real problem. Like I said many times, we've had six different players play in the left-back position this season.
I got to be honest, I wouldn't, even if he was fit, I wouldn't bring somebody in just fresh from injury. You know, I just wouldn't.
Too much wouldn't of a chance do that. Of breaking down, and then that's one less substitute we can bring on later.
Yeah, you know, you set them back. You know, you've got options with Maitland-Niles maybe, but I think it's a big ask for him as well. You know, it's I don't know. It's one of those games. I think you've got to go with what you've been playing, and you know, we all know Klasinac is frailties going backwards defending, but he offers you an awful lot going forward. So you know, if you can get control of the ball, all of a sudden he's a weapon rather than a liability. So if we control the ball against them, it's great for us, you know.
Is that question from Sai?
Yeah, just want to ask Sai Anvesh asks, would you go 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-4-1-2? Or would you go 3-4-2-1 on Sunday? El?
I think he's muted.
Ellis?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh,
that's where Josh's mug went. Ellis stole it. Do you want me to answer it?
No, I'll answer it.
You answer your own question. Go on then.
It's Sam's question, great? Not mine. It's not mine, is it?
Now you've asked it. Go on then. What's your answer?
I'd actually go 4-2-3-1. I don't like us three at the back.
I agree.
I really don't. I'd stick to four, but you know, it would mean if you're gonna play Ozil, right? Oh, he's gonna have to work. He's gonna have to work, and other than Leicester and Liverpool, I'm not impressed in the season whatsoever. You know, he's worked slightly harder against, I think it was City. You know, his work rate was good, but he was awful against in possession of ball. So I don't know. You know, we need a more rounded performance from our star player, which we just don't get often enough.
We need some dressing room dark art, because what we need to do is, in you know, the adult colouring books, we need to go and put a load of those in the Spurs dressing room, and a load of crayons, and you know Harry Kane's going to eat most of those crayons, and he'll be doing multicoloured six all through the game, and then he won't be able to do anything. But some people have made really good points about it's Jonas said it's going to be Emery's first derby. Crowd are going to be massive. Hopefully they'll be singing "We Own a Stadium" or "We Own Our Stadium" or something like that. There's going to be some really good piss taking, not banter. I'm a child of the 70s. It's called piss taking.
Yeah. So let's be fair. It's going to be electric. Okay. It's going to be electric. And the big thing is, okay, this is an opportunity for all those players out there. A North London derby. When you saw how well we played last season, it was brilliant. You know, it was brilliant to see that, okay? You know, to see the joy and to see people rave about players' performances. You know, after the away game, the utter desolation, people was really tough to take. You know, we were gutted. But it's a chance for the likes of Torreira to really, you know, he's already made a name for himself. You know, it's a real opportunity for him to sort of big up that again, you know, to really build on it. Marble Halls TV says Emery will out-tactic Poch. Poch is a younger South American Wenger, only has one way of playing. Not sure I agree with that, but, you know, what he's done has worked for them in regard of their league position, not in winning trophies. But, you know, it seems to work with the players they got. I think the big thing for Emery is, you know, I think at times he puts square pegs in round holes. Do you know what I mean?
Certainly do.
A bit like Wenger in a way. But, you know, he's doing well so far. This would this would do really, you know, this would be great to get a win here. You know, it sets us up nicely for the season. Are you back, Al?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
That's you're much better. Such a plonker.
Mustache okay. Still shit,
man. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. It looks awful. Freddie Hussein is back in the door. Oh, here we go. Loki, oh, we're all going to answer this one. It's the last question of the night. Loki73 asks, will Ozil be the answer this week or just a passenger, Ellis?
Passenger, but I don't hate him as much as everyone else.
Dan?
I hope I'm wrong, but I can see him walking around a lot, jogging around a lot, being quite ineffective, because even if he does try and do stuff, they might rough him up and they know that he's not going to fight back. And they do play dirty. And we have got a shit referee who, contrary to popular opinion, has actually the last three games that he's managed us. No, that he's been referee of. I think John said we've won the last three. So you never know.
Yeah.
But
I pray to God he puts in a man of the match performance. I really do.
That'd be brilliant.
It'd be lovely to see. Would I put money on it? Not a fucking chance.
Would you put Ellis's money on it?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Good charity. Good charity.
Good answer.
Well, you know, that's the way it is. Here we go. See, Lord Elwood puts in here now. Emery needs a couple of transfer windows to remove what he doesn't want and to get what he does want. I agree with that. I really do. My issue is, and the question that still hasn't been answered, he's been here for one transfer window. Has he really had in what he wanted? I'm not sure. Sven and Raul are making those decisions. Are they going to go out and get him what he wants? And, you know, let's hope
Dortmund. Yes.
Right, we can announce to you live on ABW that Shinji Kagawa will be our new left back.
Oh, come on, Shinji.
Oh, Shinji.
Play as well. We know how much we love those. Now, well, that always works out for us.
Okay, that's it. Let's cut this for tonight. Okay, I know. It's done. Thank you very much for joining us. There's 120 odd of you in the box now. I've only got 89 likes. Only 89.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Should be ashamed of yourselves. Should really be ashamed of yourselves. Who do you think you are? Coming in my chat box, having fun, having a laugh, and not giving me a like. 100, please. Let's go by the end of the show. Come on. Let's go. Tappy, tappy. Let's get going. Rock it. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Ellis is doing Movember. You know, all the money goes to charity that we get for it. Whether you've donated via YouTube tonight or whether you donate on the link we put up, you know, please do. You know, it's a really good cause. You know, we all support it here at ABW. No doubt there'll be another one down the line. You know, we'll do something for breast cancer or something like that. Okay, you know, we're gonna have a go, you know, but you know, we really appreciate all your effort and all your support. But we will be posting a link online, and you know, if you're male or female, if you do suffer from mental health problems and you need to chat to somebody, speak to your doctor. If you're at a last resort, contact us. We're always ready.
50, go get someone to have a look up your bum. My brother had someone look up at his bum. Whoa.
I'm getting there now. Wait.
I'm saying my brother did it. You didn't know that. My brother had someone look up his bum last week.
I'm getting there.
You didn't know that unless it was you. They'd tell you had a Welsh accent.
I'm on mental health at the moment, you donkey.
Oi, don't pick on me. Sorry, Jace.
Do you see what I got to put up with? It's unbelievable. Yeah, you know, so look, if you're suffering from mental health issues or you feel a bit down, talk to somebody. Have a laugh with somebody, you know, just get the problems off your chest, okay? If you can't get somebody to speak to your doctor. You know, there's the Samaritans. There's always somebody there, okay? And as a last resort, there's us idiots. We will always reply to you. You know, maybe not straight away, you know, but we will try to do our best to get back to you.
Danny might start talking about his brother having something on his bum, though. So yeah. Best pick someone else, maybe.
So if you do have prostate issues, get them checked out. Finger up the bum, it's not that bad, honestly.
One up, done. No, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Have a feel. You know, checking ads.
Yeah. Do it. If you watched this morning, there was a very good instruction video on how to do it. So make sure you check that out.
I've had to go to the doctor for that before now, okay? And you stood there, and there's a geezer on in his little gloves, okay? You know, and my doctor, I'm not a fan of his, okay?
Yeah, but that was the third time you'd been that week for a checkup.
Bit of a knee tremble, isn't it? But you know, it's like, go get it done, people, okay? You know, if you feel something, it's not right. It's a cough, it's been going on forever, and you can't get rid of it, get it checked out. If you need somebody to talk to, you know, there are, you're not alone. You're not alone. And a problem shared is a problem halved is a problem shared.
Oh, the other way around is tit.
But then again, right. I'm losing the will to podcast.
I think you need to have a chat with someone, Jace, with your ability to get things right.
I need to have a chat with my bed. I do have shattered. But you know, look, come on, guys. You know, seriously, you know, we do care about you.
Yeah,
you're good enough to support us. We're always there to support you. So we will tweet out the link for Ellis's charity November. Podcast this week had Danny on it, had John Welsh, and had Josh on it. It's a really good listen.
David.
It really is. And, well.
Horrick was on it as well.
And Horrick, sorry!
You've embarrassed yourself. I think we need to move this.
Formerly knows, said Jace, have a drink. Mr. Bob Breck said, somebody give Jace a beer. You are correct. It's a really good listen. Tune in. Enjoy it. This weekend, after the NLD, there's myself, there's John Welsh, there's Carl, and there's Freddie Hussein.
I'm not there.
Shh. He might turn up and we can just ignore him. There you go. Thunder Road says the podcast made up for this Sunday's radio show debacle. Yeah, apologies for that. I blame Danny. Okay. But listen to this week's pod. We look forward to seeing you Sunday. Dan, switch this off. Oh, no. My thanks to Ellis and my thanks to Danny. Thank you, lads.
Thank you. And again, big thank you to anyone that has already donated and anyone that's donated in the chat today or any of the previous radio shows. It all goes to a good cause. So thank you.
And before we go, if you're bored now, go and look for Same Old Arsenal. They're about to go and do a live show like we have done at 9:30 tonight. And that's Craig and the judge have both been on here before a few times. And I've been on there. So yeah, go and give they'll be live. Go and join in. And cheers, Jace, for holding it together tonight. Well done.
I'm not sure if holding it together is an accurate description. But
well, you didn't call me the C word, and I always call that an achievement.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Right, Dan, switch this shit off.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Let's have them. Let's do those scumbags.
#fuck Ellis.